I invite you to open your Bibles in that book, 2 Timothy. Chronological. Is that correct? It's the last book that the Apostle Paul wrote. Do you know that? Yes? Remember that? Yes? Pastor, yes. Marlene too. If you don't, you have to come to Sunday school in the morning, okay? Yeah. Pastor agreed. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, among many, many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Will be able to teach others also. Faithful men and women, where to find them? Well, in the church, of course. Faithful, willingly, too. This verse, 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 2, I send them to you on my previous letter in September 2018. This verse was the logo for the Bible College, the one I'm where I graduate on the 3 years Bible course. But the interesting thing is, as a part of the logo, it was one hand trespassing or handling a fighting torch to another hand that is ready to grip it, the torch. And that's exactly the meaning that the Apostle Paul has here in this verse in 2 Timothy. One hand passing the firing torch and another hand ready to hold it, to grab it, to catch it. In the same verse, or in the same text, as you say, excuse me, in chapter 2, verse 5, the apostle it says, and also if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. And in the text here, he used three examples. He used a soldier, an athlete, and a farmer. Forget about the soldier today. No, we're not going to talk about the farmer today. We're going to refer to is, and also if anyone competes in athletics. The Apostle Paul likes the race, mentioned many times about the Christian life like a race. And now, in this verse 5, If anyone competes in athletics.
I like to watch in the Olympics, or especially on the Olympics. I like it. Can we go to the next one, please? Okay. I like to watch, probably go back again. Soldier. Okay. Okay, forward, please. All right. I like to watch the race, the 100 meters, 200 meters, whatever. Sometimes I not stand there for two hours to watch the marathon. But I especially like to watch the one who is running four runners, 100 meters each. You know what I mean? Four for 400, they call. And the particular of that race is with each of the runner, except the last one, they have to pass the stick to the other runner. I like it to watch that. In doing so, to keep the race going, to keep the race alive, this handover has to be perfect. Perfect. Can't miss. It misses and the stick goes to the floor. The race is over. Finish. Has to be perfect in timing, in training, and in teamwork. For me, what the Apostle Paul says to Timothy, commit this to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. It requires the same perfection, accuracy, according to the rules. To transmit others, to tell others, faithful men and women who will be able to teach others also, requires the perfect timing, a perfect training, and a perfect teamwork. Essential. Essential part of the race is when each of them, they have to pass the stick to the teammate. And it's essential for the church to pass it on. One generation to the other one. I'm reaching the 75 2 months ago. What's your name?
Nathan.
Michael?
Nathan.
Layton.
Nathan.
You say?
Nathan.
How old are you?
Seven.
Seven. Big gap. 75 to 7. Big gap. That means at least will be two generations in here. At least two generations. How did I pass to my next generation? How the other generation passed to them? Thinking about it. Because to keep the church alive, to keep the race alive, it has to be that passing, perfect, not changing. Don't miss. Don't change the doctrine. Keep the truth alive.
a fiery torch. We sing in a couple of songs, you know. You know that, you know. You know what? He knows what he's going to preach. Pastor knows what I'm going to preach. Fighting. This is what you need to feel when you pass the war. This is what the teacher has to feel when he passes the war to them. A fire. To keep the race going. According to the rules. No shortcuts. Many times. I like a shortcut. Especially on the heavy avenues or whatever, you know. But there is no shortcut here. That has to be done according to the rules. Next one, please. Each runner has to do his work perfect or properly. Commit is trust, you know. This, trust these to faithful men and women. It has to do with trust. I don't think that Pastor Wayne will commit somebody who he doesn't trust too much. I don't think he will. I know Pastor Wayne very well. He only will commit men and women that he will be able to trust. Because these men and women have to be able to teach others also. It has to do with trust. It is important because they are going to teach others. And it has to be according to the rules, it says in verse 5, because the other way, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. If we want the next generation flowing, we must do according to the rules. We must give them the proper word. We must give them what they really need. That's the reason why it has to be perfect in timing, in training, and a teamwork. This work is not only one man. It's many men and women. When some of the three things fail, the runners will not be able to win the race. And when you watch it, that's many times happen. They're gonna pass the stick to the next one. Fail. Face, you see their faces. They could not believe. We must be perfect in timing, training, and teamwork. Because we want that stick be passed perfect to the other one. To keep the race alive. It's a great responsibility for the present generation, you know. To give to the other generation, to pass to the other generation, and to close the gap between me and a 7, 8, 9, or 10 years old. I know you pray for that. But it is a responsibility we would like to take to hand over to faithful men and women who will be able to teach others. What we're going to teach, according to verse 2, the things. Can we go back to first slide, please? And the things that you have heard. Timothy was in Ephesus. No. To the first one? Back to the first one, please. That's it. Thank you. And the things Timothy didn't have. Second Timothy. Timothy didn't have. It's written Second Timothy. And he just have First Timothy. We have the whole Bible. Amen. We have more things to tell to the next generation. We have more things to teach others also. And the things, the beautiful things, the things that we have, the fighting torch. That fighting torch. Where we're going to give the light of the scriptures. Those things are on that fighting torch. The light of Christ. The light of the gospel. The light of salvation. Christ, the Jesus on the cross, died for our sins. Do you believe that? He died for your sins. You are a sinner. Do you believe that? I hear amen here in the front. Not many here, not many amens are there in the back. I know many of you are saved. I know. I'm not sure if everyone is saved over there. I'm preaching the gospel, the light of salvation to you. If you are here without knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, you are still in darkness. You need the light of the gospel. This is what the teachers, they do to the children, showing the light from early age. And this is what the Apostle Paul is telling to Timothy. Commit these things to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Praise the Lord for a church that is committed to take the challenge to run that race. But we praise the Lord for that men and women that also take the challenge to be faithful and be able and willing to teach others also about the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you all.